If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. John Hansen with our report from Block Club Chicago. Good morning, John. Let's talk about the Obama Presidential Center dedication ceremony June 18th, and then it opens the next day, doesn't it?
Yep, on Juneteenth, of course, time to that holiday, and the Obama's announcing this over the weekend. It's been long awaited. It's been a big project, and I think people are pretty excited about the finishing touches seen on the exterior, and I'm excited to eventually go inside and see what the $850 million privately funded campus, I want to remind people this is privately funded, it's going to include a museum, a forum building, a library branch, public art, a lot of green space around the area as well. John Lewis Plaza, of course, named after the former congressman there as well, and even the Eleanor Roosevelt Fruit and Vegetable Garden. A lot of cool things, but people have been waiting. It's been delayed many times, as projects often are, and here we go. We got a date, so just a couple months away, and I think a lot of people are just excited to see what's going on the inside.
Great addition to our city. There's also a very interesting project that we haven't heard much about this. It's Morgan Shoal. That's the name of this plan. Explain what Morgan Shoal is. And this is really exciting for the South Side as well, isn't it, John?
Yeah, this is right along Lakeshore Drive, right along the lakefront, right around 45th Street to 51st Street. So as you're driving down to the Museum of Science and Industry, you'll see it on the left-hand side if you're heading southbound. And it's these big stones that have existed along and kind of buttressing up the lakefront. But as we've covered, the yo-yoing lakefront and the size of the water, the height of the water has gone up over many years. It was pounding the lakefront and causing erosion up and down the lakefront, and it really took a toll on this stretch of area between 45th and 51st. And for years, they've tried different things just to try and make sure the erosion stops. It doesn't get all the way to Lakeshore Drive, but the waves have been pounding over for years and years. And so finally they've started this Morgan Shoal Revetment Reconstruction Project. That's a mouthful, Bob. But essentially they're just trying to add more stone and other things to not only keep that lakefront from falling into the lake, but also to maybe do something cool with it. So there's been plans for not only stones, but a pebble beach, a terraced concrete area that's similar to some of the other areas you see up along down the lakefront. And it's been kind of a contentious project. Maxwell Evans, who covers this for Block Club, has seen a lot of back and forth with the Army Corps and engineers, but there seems to have been some real progress and some neighborhood buy-in. There was a meeting last week where they seem to really have taken into consideration some of the things that the neighbors really want to see. And so there's some new plans here that not only just add some rocks and some things to make the shoreline stay, but something that would attract people to come and check it out. I mean, it's a great piece of real estate right along the lakefront that the neighborhood would love to use in some way, shape, or form, and there's a lot of ideas flowing around, and seems like we're moving in the right direction here, Bob, with this project.
That's good. Yeah, terrific real estate there. We should also mention in the Auburn Gresham neighborhood, a new grocery store and cafe, and that's opening today, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. And not only is that, well, the groundbreaking's today, Bob. I thought the same thing. It's actually going to open in November, but it's still progress here, and this is going to happen, and it's led by the Kindness Campaign, which is a local nonprofit that bought an old liquor store and turns it into a grocery store, which is, I think, just a huge thing for the Auburn Gresham neighborhood. Of course, we've talked about food deserts many times on this program, and in the South Side, fresh produce and the access to it can be tough. And this nonprofit, which says, you know, they didn't know much about grocery stores before they launched it, got a lot of buy-in from local leaders, got a lot of funding from state and federal officials to help make this happen. And it's going to be at 8105 South Halsted, the groundbreaking at 10 a.m. today. And it's going to be called K Fresh Foods. Now, it may not offer all the fresh things that you get when you go to a Jewel or a Mariano's, Bob. But what they're going to have is a lot of fresh food options and also some pre-made healthy meals like bowls, like kind of like Kind of like Chipotle bowls, they say a little healthier than that, perhaps, and some other options. Nutritious food is the overall thing. It's a $4 million project that people can grab and go. A lot of buy-in from the community. A lot of people are excited about this product, and there's a Save-A-Lot that has been reimagined nearby, too, that has a lot of fresh produce. So hopefully we're seeing one more of many that are going to be coming to the south and west sides to help kind of close the gap of fresh food deserts in these areas.
And much needed for that neighborhood. More at blockclubchicago.org. John Hansen, thank you. Have a good one, John.
Thanks, Bob.